Jack Rabbit reporting WPGC Pulse Beat News.
The Rock and Roll Generation. Rock and roll music. Sweet groovy
music.
1950 through 1953.
If you see tears in my eyes, don't wipe them away. They're souvenirs in disguise of a love gone astray.
The period of 1950 through 1953 was a prelude to rock and roll music. In 1950, rock and roll as it is known today didn't exist. Seeds had not even been sown. But as in any good anthology, it is important to examine the years just before the subject emerges. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953. WPGC FM Morningside. Coming soon, more than triple the power every hour.
Down in New Orleans where everything's fine, all them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When you get drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spooty-ooty-drink-ooty-drink, wine, pop-pop, has that bottle to me.
Drinking wine, old spooty-ooty, Stick McGree and his buddies there. The rock and roll generation from the inception, from the years 1950 through 1953, this hour on the Jack Rabbit Show. Good morning, honey bunny. 3 minutes after 1 o'clock in WPGC, we continue with the rock and roll generation from the uptown, downtown, motor town, in-town, hotel town, here at 5 minutes after 1 o'clock in town.
In 1950, sociologists who knew music realized that a very small percentage of the nation leaned toward rhythm and blues. And they also realized that this small percentage was showing a projection of growth. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953.
Just leave it to me.
So much, Faye Adams from 1951, and Shake a Hand at WPGC. It's the rock and roll generation.
You big-hearted good guys, you are number one. I dig all these oldies, they're turning me on.
It's 1:18 of the Jack Rabbit Show. Here's Ruth Brown at Teardrops from My Eyes.
Every time it rains, I think.
Ruth Brown with a prelude sound to a rock and roll or rhythm and blues kind of thing. And teardrops keep falling from my eyes on the Jack Rabbit Show. Good morning. It's 21 after 1 o'clock. On WPGC, the good guys continue with the rock and roll generation.
WPGC, Jack Rabbit.
As a climax to the rock and roll generation, January 1st, WPGC presents the top 100 hits of 1969. Coming soon, your free copy of the top 100 hits of 1969 from WPGC.
You know, Frankie Lang was pretty big in 1953. He recorded this one, I Believe.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls.
A
Montgomery County Council tells county officials to hold the line on spending. Negotiators announce a tentative settlement in the Prince George's teacher's salary dispute. William Hoofnagel, a new Fairfax County Supervisors chairman, promises to spend out the county's tax burden. Commerce Secretary Stans predicts that 1970 will bring what he calls significant progress toward containing inflation if the nation continues fiscal and monetary restraint. More money will be put into the hands of Americans under the tax reform bill signed today by President Nixon, and he has expressed concern over the inflationary effects that may result.
Rebellion.
There's a rebellion going on, but it's a good one. It's the mothers rebelling against birth defects, fighting against the fact that children are born with physical and mental handicaps. You can be a rebel too. March for the March of Dimes. Call your local chapter today. Volunteer. Another good citizen service of the good guys from WPGC.
WPGC weather word for Washington. Rain this morning, low temperatures near 35. Today, cloudy with rain ending, highs in the mid-40s. It's 35 degrees. Jack Rabbit, WPGC Pulse Beat News.
WPGC Sound Off.
Tell me something. Why do people think that a car pulled over at the side because of an accident or someone fixing a flat tire is a sideshow? Every day, it's the same old way, a big line of slowed down cars on the Beltway as the gawkers slow things down to a snail's pace. Richard Blanken, Toledo Terrace, Hyattsville. Your response is welcome.
Best Sound Off of the Week wins $10. Address yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington, D.C.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953.
Baby, can't you see what you're doing to me?
In 1951, record store owner Leo Mintz of Cleveland, Ohio, told disc jockey Alan Freed that he felt R&B music popularity was increasing steadily.
Shouldn't I know?
In 1951, the words rock and roll came into being. Disc jockey Alan Freed decided that rock and roll more adequately described the beat and the rhythm of the music, and that those particular words did not classify the sound by race. Alan Freed presented his first rock and roll show in Cleveland. It was a sellout. 30,000 showed, 20,000 had to be turned away for lack of seats. Curious enough, the audience that attended was racially mixed. Freed saw rock and roll go over big in Cleveland, and he knew then it would happen everywhere else.
Change of love.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953.
WPGC, Jack Rabbit with you on the rock and roll generation from the years 1950 through 1953, the inception period, a song they call Don't You Know I Love You. Those are the Clovers.
WPGC FM Morningside, coming soon. More than triple the power every hour.
One early morning.
Mint Julep was the cause of it all at WPGC. Jack Rabbit playing the hits for you from 1950 through 1953 on the rock and roll generation.
1960 to 1969. A decade in review. The dates, the words, the places. The stands in front of the Capitol, a place then called Cape Canaveral. The grassy expanse near the Lincoln Memorial. A hospital called Parkland in Dallas. A hotel named the Ambassador in Los Angeles. The Lorraine Motel in Memphis. The streets of Birmingham. The highway from Selma. The rolling hills of Arlington. Vietnam, Laos, Cuba, the Mideast, the Congo, Czechoslovakia, Berlin, and that wall. And the sections and cities that became part of all household conversations. Watts in Los Angeles. The West Side.
outside of Chicago, Detroit, Harlem, New York, the town of Philadelphia in Mississippi, and the datelines with a sing-song sound from faraway Asia that told of a war and sent a shudder through thousands of living rooms because of a son or a friend who was there. The Gulf of Tonkin, the Mekong Delta, Chu Lai, Dok To, Hill 875, Da Nang, and the streets and alleys of Saigon and Hue. All part of the 60s, a decade in review. Hear it on WPGC News.
1:34, the Jack Rabbit Show from WPGC and the 31st day of December here. It's a very wet Wednesday morning in the nation's capital. And if you're driving in and around Washington, be very careful. These streets are slippery and wet, and it's very susceptible to bang-up type things. You know, you don't want to get into anything like that. Easygoing sound now. This is Joe Turner. Chains of Love there, Joe Turner, a big name from 1951. This is Jack Rabbit, a big name in 1969 in WPGC. It's the rock and roll generation continuing at 1:38.
WPGC Music.
This is called I from the Velvets.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953. The early songs of 1951 were classified as clean and reverent. They were done by Doris Day, Rusty Draper, Guy Mitchell, Frankie Lane, and Perry Como. R&B did a change from 51 to 53. R&B got less of the ache and pain sound and more of the danceable rhythmic beat. Primary instruments were guitar, tenor sax, and bass. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953.
Spring of the rhythm and blues kind of sound, a rock and roll kind of sound. Very important back then, too, in 1953. Money, Honey, that's Clyde McFatter on the Jumping Jack Rabbit Show at 1:45. The rock and roll generation evolving right before your very eyes in WPGC number one.
WPGC number one.
In the weather for Washington on this rainy, wet Wednesday, rain continuing through this morning, about 35 the temperature. Today, cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. It's 35 good guys degrees in town.
Baby, 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 I've got to have you for my...
That's Ruth Brown at 5:10, 15 hours. This is Jumping Jack Rabbit for you and WPGC reviewing the years from 1950 until 1953 in the rock and roll generation. Good morning. It's 12 minutes now before 2 o'clock. Well, Johnny Ray was pretty big in the early 1950s, too. An easygoing sound. He recorded Cry.
If you're sweetheart.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953. The old barriers of bland musical themes were soon to come tumbling down. Groups like the Clovers, Flamingos, Royals, Midnighters, Crickets, Charms, and Pine Tappers, and individuals like Laverne Baker, Ruth Brown, Ray Charles, Ivory Joe Hunter, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, and Clyde McFatter started making records with the R&B beat consistently, and sales of this type music doubled in 1953. This then was music that laid the foundation for rock and roll in the years 1950 through 1953. Truly historical years in the presentation of the rock and roll generation.
K-Star had a good year going for her in 1952. Jack Rabbit with you at 153 and WPGC, the spinning wheel.
The Wheel of Fortune.
Washington's office interviews candidates for chief of the Human Relations Commission. Bernard Robinson is gunned down during an attempted street robbery at 14th Street Northwest in Washington. He's listed in fair condition. The Montgomery Council tells county agencies, including the school board, to hold the line on spending. Communist forces shot down two U.S. helicopters in fierce fighting that violated a 72-hour Viet Cong ceasefire. One American was killed and two others injured. The French cabinet has scheduled a meeting for Wednesday to review the delivery of five gunboats to Israel.
The city is a cold and heartless place. The Metropolitan Police Boys Club helps warm up the city. They educate and help the youth of Washington grow into responsible, law-abiding citizens. Now, the club urgently needs $42,000 so its good work can be continued. J. Edgar Hoover, director of the FBI, urges the support of all citizens for this worthy cause. Call 626-2265 if you can help. Another good citizen service of the good guys from WPGC.
In the weather, rain this morning, lows near 35. Today, cloudy with some rain ending, high temperatures in the middle 40s. It's 35 degrees. Jack Rabbit, WPGC, Pulse Beat News.
The Rock and Roll Generation.
Rock and roll music. Sweet groovy music.
1954. For the first time, songs in the rhythm and blues style appeared on the hit parade. It wasn't quite a victory for the R&B artists, though, since the more popular hits were covers, R&B styles, but by white artists. An example was Shake, Rattle, and Roll. The originator, Joe Turner.
Wash your face and hands.
The cover man, Bill Haley, in the Comets.
I said shake, rattle, and roll. I said shake, rattle, and roll. I said shake, rattle, and roll. I said shake, rattle, and roll.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1954.
The finest rhythm and blues artists of all time. Joe Turner, get out of the kitchen, woman, and make some noise with his pots and pans. Doing a shake, a rattle and roll in WPGC this year, 1954. At 1 minute after 2 o'clock, good morning, Jack Rabbit with you on the Rock and Roll Generation. The forecast is rainy in Washington.
WPGC FM Morning Sun, coming soon. More than triple the power every hour.
Good sound from Laverne Baker. Tweedledee tweedledum here, honey bunny. Jack Rabbit playing the hits for you from 1954 on the Rock and Roll Generation, continuing in WPGC until the first day of January of 1970. It's 4 minutes after 2 o'clock, and back in 1954, the record people came by and saw the place that I was living in, and they couldn't believe it, and Rosemary Clooney decided to record a song about it. Remember this one?
This old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its way.
That's Rosemary Clooney from 1954 and her contribution to the rock and roll generation. WPGC, the Jack Rabbit Show on the go at 7 minutes after 2 o'clock from WPGC number one.
The WPGC Good Guys presents the Resolution Revolution.
Happy New Year as the Good Guys turn over a new leaf. And give you a chance to win a Good Guy prize.
January 2nd through January 4th, help the WPGC Good Guys start off on the right foot. The leaf lines of the Good Guys will be open all weekend, and you might win AM/FM radios, or you might be the proud owner of...
A season's pass to the Leap Year Festival in Owensboro Key.
Anybody can win when you turn over a new leaf with the WPGC Good Guys. What's underneath the leaf is your special prize. January 2nd through the 4th, the WPGC Good Guys Resolution Revolution.
Will you guys knock it off?
WPGC means music.
From 1954, a thing called Jam Up Without the Jelly Tight, and that's by Tommy Wrigley, not by Tommy Rowe. WPGC, it's Jack Rabbit with you, playing the hits from 1954 that year during the rock and roll generation. You know, the Good Guys school salutes are on the air now, and if you would like to have your school saluted on the air with the voices of the students, you may do so, and all you have to do is write the Good Guys at WPGC or call us during the day, anytime from 9 until 5 in the afternoon at 779-2100. On a very wet Wednesday morning, December 31st in Washington, it's 11 minutes after 2 o'clock. That's a song called The Letter. If I'm not mistaken, the Box Tops recorded the very same thing in 1967, a slightly varied version of it, of course. Music there from the Medallions of the Jack Rabbit Show. From 1954, it's the rock and roll generation continuing to 215. Hey, some rain this morning in Washington. Low temperatures near 35. Today, cloudy skies. Rain ending. Highs in the mid-40s. It's 35 WPGC degrees.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Girls.
From 1954, probably the first of the original story about man's favorite sport. The four lads standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. 217 and WPGC, it's the rock and roll generation continuing on the Jack Rabbit Show, and the Good Guys happen for you at 95.5 FM, 24 hours a day, and 50,000 watts of FM music power coming very shortly for you to groove on, or you can listen to the Good Guys all day long at the great 158 radio.
WPGC music.
The Crows and G, a good sound. G, it's nice from 1954. The rock and roll generation is happening for you here on the Jack Rabbit Show. Good morning. It's 20 minutes after 2 o'clock on Good Guys Radio.
WPGC Music.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1954.
See you later, alligators.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Bill Haley and the Comets were sowing seeds for their wide acceptance in the following year. They were soon to be known as the first all-white popular rock and roll group. Haley toyed with more R&B styling in 54, and in just a short time, the former country and western singer from Detroit was soon to be crowned the father of the first really big rock and roll hit. But that was one year later. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1954.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream. Do, symbol of
blues. 1960-1969, a decade in review. It was a time man solved fantastic problems, reached for the moon and made it. It was a time that age-old worries still plagued the earth. A time of war, a time that the gun changed the course of history, a time of mass violence in the streets, a time of protest, a time when the young rocked the establishment. It was years when a nation examined its social conscience, when it tried to cope with the problems of all decades, the rights of man, poverty, the economy, disease, and morality. It was 10 years of spine-tingling pride over great achievements, of choked-up voices, and unashamed tears for the horror that seemed to strike with no let-up. It was the 60s. It was days, weeks, months, and years that changed the world. Here, a decade in review on WPGC News.
University of Maryland President Wilson Atkins reappointed head of the federal government's regional banking agency. Talks continue to settle the Montgomery County teachers' contract dispute. The new chairman of the Fairfax Supervisors, William Hoofnagel, says he'll spend out the county's tax burden.
The U.S. and its world trading partners have agreed to put a floor of $35 an ounce under new gold mined in South Africa. And communist forces shot down two U.S. helicopters in fierce fighting that violated a 72-hour Viet Cong ceasefire.
My name is Rosemary White, and I'm a USO junior hostess volunteer. USO badly needs more junior volunteers to plan and participate in the evening's programs and to offer a smiling welcome to the GIs far away from home. The work is both fun and rewarding, so why not call USO today for details? The number is 783-9363.
Another good citizen service of the good guys of WPGC. The WPGC weather word for Washington, rainy this morning, low temperatures near 35. Today, cloudy with rain ending, highs in the mid-40s. It's 35 degrees. Jack Rabbit reporting. WPGC Pulse Beat News. WPGC Sound Off.
How can the sport of model rocketry be outlawed in Maryland? It's one of the safest sports, safer than swimming, football, or auto racing. Every year, many drown, football players suffer serious injuries, auto racers die in crashes. No real model rocketeer has been killed in this sport. David Lawton, Superior Street, Rockville. Your response is welcome.
Best Sound Off of the Week wins $10. Address yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington, D.C.